However, the creatures she saw did not look like a horde of mindless, ravaging beasts. Maybe as the tribes began to work through their issues, to sift through the propaganda to find the heart of the matter, their attitudes toward each other would shift enough for there to be hope. Isra knew, though, that there was still much for each to learn about the other. She momentarily scanned the crowd, hoping to guess which one was her husband-to-be. She soon realized, though, that it wasn't any of them. He would be waiting for her arrival near the altar, on the other side of her tribe. Arranged marriages were common, but usually the pair to be married had at least met before, or even knew the family they were to be wed into in some way. It occurred to her that she wouldn't be able to see him until she made her way through the crowd and to the other side, which was a daunting task in and of itself. Everyone would want to be near her on this day. The fate of two peoples rested on her and her unseen husband's shoulders. For those in her tribe, touching her would be touching a piece of history. They could tell their children and their children's children that they'd touched Isra, wife of the centaur. Isra felt a strong hand clasp her elbow and turn. Her father stood proud and tall beside her, dressed in a tunic made of fine blue fabric. It was uncharacteristically refined for her father, who usually wore fabrics that breathed easy and allowed unhindered movement while on the hunt. Even his long brown beard was combed neatly, not a twig or wayward strand in sight.
"Are you ready, Isra?"
he said with a soft smile. Hearing her father's familiar baritone voice reminded her of all that she was about to leave behind. She was leaving the protection of her father, her village, and everyone she'd ever known. She wouldn't be far, but she would no longer be surrounded by loved ones. She lost her words for a moment. The enormity of what was happening threw her off, but swallowed and centered herself. "Yes, father," she said with a nod.
"You will bring our people together, child," he said as he took her hand in the corner of his elbow and began leading her towards the crowd. "Many years from now, they will speak of you as the mother who brought our tribes together. You are our pride and joy, Isra. You are our hope."
"I know, father. I'm ready," she said, looking out at the crowd before her. As one, Isra and her father walked through the tribe towards the altar. The crowd parted for them, but everyone reached out to touch her and wish her words of encouragement. As the daughter of a tribal leader, she was used to social niceties, but she was under so much stress it took more effort than usual to smile and greet them in return. She wanted this part to be over. Her worry over the centaur ceremony was too great, and she just wanted for the mystery to finally be revealed. Were they as barbaric as she'd been led to believe? What exactly was in store for her? A few people to her right parted. As she looked over to see what caused the disturbance, she realized, from the general description she was given, that it was him. Thersius, her husband-to-be, walked forward and made his way to the base of the steps surrounding the altar. His black braid was almost as long as his identically colored tail that grazed the ground. The hair on his body was a dark brown and his skin was tan, a product of long days in the sun, hunting on the nearby plains. He wore a simple leather vest on his torso that did little to conceal his rippling muscles. He was easily the least decorated of all the centaurs, but he didn't need it. His countenance would have been diminished by it. Isra was caught between being intimidated by the stories of centaur brutality and enamored by his beauty.